You may have heard your doctor vent about electronic medical records, possibly while trying to talk to you and check dozens of boxes on a computer at the same time. What you may not have heard is that design flaws in electronic records can sometimes add to the risk of medical errors. But doctors and hospitals can't always warn about those risks. That's because of so-called gag clauses in contracts with the makers of the electronic records. But, as WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports now, those gags may soon come off.
Sitting at a hospital computer, Dr. David Bates politely declines to demonstrate his expertise. Bates is the chief of general internal medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he leads research on electronic health records and how they affect patient safety. For example, an ideal system prevents a doctor from prescribing the wrong medication. A less than ideal system might let the mistake through or even make it more likely.
Can you show me on your electronic health record an example of a safety issue?
I'd like to, but I can't. I would potentially be legally liable if I did so. It's true at most of the hospitals in the country. And the reason is that there are gag clauses at many institutions.
It's not just the back-end software code Bates can't share, he says. It's the screens that all hospital staffers can see. And without special permission from the health records giant Epic that makes the system, he's not free to share screenshots or videos of specific problems, he says, even in the medical journals where doctors often warn of risks to patients.
And I've written about this. We've suggested that this really needs to be changed. And if you do have an IT-related issue that causes a safety problem, I think, as do other leading safety experts, that we should be able to share it with everyone.
Another expert calling for this change is Dr. Raj Ratwani, director of the MedStar Health National Center for Human Factors in Healthcare in Washington, D.C.
Electronic health records are a positive thing. The majority of clinicians would never want to go back to paper. Having said that, there are some unintended consequences to the technology. And these gag clauses in particular have prevented us from being able to really quantify that impact.
So it's hard to know just how many errors can be traced to electronic health records. But the Doctors Company, a big medical malpractice insurance company, estimates that it's between 1 and 2% of their malpractice cases.
Now, we think that that's probably the tip of the iceberg.
Vice President Daryl Rainham.
We really don't know how many patients out there are being harmed because sometimes those issues don't come to light and don't make it to the level of a malpractice claim or lawsuit.
What Dr. Ratwani at MedStar can say is that despite the gag clauses, he and others have documented some risks. For example, when an electronic chart makes it easy to mix up the spot where you fill in a child's weight with the spot for height, or to confuse pounds with kilograms.
Then we have an inaccurate weight for the child. And because of some of these issues, we've actually seen children being harmed because they receive an overdose or an underdose, but typically it's an overdose of the medication that then leads to harm. And there's several more examples like that, unfortunately.
Say a doctor wants to order Tylenol for an adult male patient at a very common dosage, 500 milligrams. The screen may show 86 different possible Tylenol orders, including some for children and women. That kind of overload is taxing for doctors, Ratwani says, and it can lead to wrong medications being selected. Dr. John Levinson, a Harvard cardiologist, contrasts those busy screens with the in-flight dashboard he uses as a small plane pilot. It tells him exactly what he needs to know and no more.
And the electronic health records that I've used are absolutely atrocious at that. They show you a vomit of unnecessary data, which gets in the way.
Levinson is no Luddite. He's a technology maven who wrote an electronic health record himself back in the late 80s.
I think these electronic health records are good things, but you know, patient safety is first, second, and third. It has to be.
So when Levinson recently got word from Ratwani that he was asking for signatures on a letter to Congress urging more action to ensure the safety of electronic health records,
I sent it to probably 800 of my closest friends, and pretty much everybody has signed it.
The letter comes at a pivot point for electronic health records. The federal government is proposing a new set of rules based on changes required by Congress in a big 2016 law. Amid 700-plus pages of other things, the proposal would ban gag clauses. Dr. Andrew Gettinger is the chief clinical officer for the National Coordinator for Health IT.
The proposed rule says that there is a growing recognition that prohibiting or restricting communication about health IT software doesn't promote safety.
The public comment period lasts until early May, and electronic health records companies are reviewing the rules. A spokeswoman for Epic says its contracts don't prohibit criticism and that technology companies need to keep code and screens confidential to prevent theft of their intellectual property. She says last year, Epic approved nearly all customer requests to share screenshots of its software. Dr. David Bates at Brigham and Women's Hospital says he thinks healthcare is safer with electronic health records.
But it's just not nearly as safe as it could or should be if we were a little more effective at fixing these flaws.
And he says it's easier to fix problems when you can talk about them openly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.